Tonight's subject is signs and wonders. We are told in Scripture that the Lord brought his people out of Egypt with signs and wonders. In Scripture, a sign is a demonstration of God's favor, as we are told in the 86th Psalm, and David is speaking, "Show me a sign of thy favor." He wants a sign, a certain sign, a definite sign, by which he leads his people out of Egypt. The journey is from darkness to light, from bondage to freedom, from death to life. So while we are here in this world, a world of death, a world of bondage, a world of darkness, there are certain signs, and we ask for the sign of your favor to start the journey out of this world of bondage into freedom, out of death into life. In the 78th Psalm, one whose name is Asaph, the word means to gather together, like a historian. 12 are attributed to this one called Asaph. He is the gatherer. He is the historian. And he begins the story. He said, "Give me your ears." He's asking for attention to those that he will address. And then he said, "I will open my mouth to you in a parable and utter dark sayings from of old." And then he recites the Exodus. That is, he recites the signs in the book of Exodus. All the signs and the wonders and the miracles of God. But he begins by telling us it is a parable. Well, a parable is a story told as if it were true, leaving the one who hears it to discover its fictitious nature, its character, and extract its true meaning. Just what it is trying to tell man. It's difficult to tell these stories on this level. So they're told in the form of, well, signs and wonders.